Live from CPR News and KRCC, I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Drivers crossing the solid lines of Colorado's express toll lanes will get tickets in the mail starting January 1st. The state has expanded highway monitoring with sensors, software, and cameras to curb reckless driving. CDOT spokesperson Tim Hoover is feeling hopeful.
We think that there will be fewer accidents over time, which will translate into, say, fewer fatalities and fewer injuries.
Tickets will start at $75 and double to $150 when not paid within 20 days. The mountain region, where fines are already active, has seen an 80% reduction in lane violations since tickets began. Lodging booking in Colorado mountain towns are up compared to this time last year, but not by much. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
Hotels and other types of vacation rentals are about 39% full for ski season. That's up 1.5% from the same time last year, according to data from Destametrics, which tracks hotel bookings in mountain communities throughout the western U.S. The average room rate is up about 1% at $679. Bookings in Colorado outpaced other western states in November, likely because of some early snowstorms that got people excited to plan their ski vacations. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Fact-based reporting from CPR News and KRCC. The Front Range will enjoy sunny sky days with highs reaching up to the 60s. Tonight, things will cool down to the mid-30s. In some areas, winds will pick up overnight and lead to gusts tomorrow.